Where can you find everything you want to buy?
Amazon.
What about two-day shipping no matter where I live?
Amazon.
What about groceries?
Yes, Amazon has it. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner.
Fucking love it.
The Think Tank Podcast. And now, coming to you pre-recorded, deep undercover, in the world's deepest, darkest, most secure, Hadron Collider and nuclear bomb tested and approved doomsday bunker, here is Ryan the Area Man.
All right, Dave, we're back for part two.
Yeah.
So we basically took a piss break. Well, I did. You didn't.
I haven't moved.
You took a phone call break. I took a piss break. Let my dog out to piss. And now we're refreshing the fucking Twitter. Because that's basically... Actually, let's go to YouTube and see if there's any live streams up right now. Beyond this one, I don't want to listen to those reporters.
Go to the C-SPAN bullshit?
Okay, here we go. Breaking news. Senators escort out of chambers as Trump protesters storm building. Actually, maybe we should watch. Everybody, like, up in arms right there. McConnell speaks against Republicans objecting to Trump. We don't give a shit. I'm gonna see what this is real quick.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Or we could watch this one. After this little
dick-sucking moment.
Today is not about the good people of Arizona.
And it will stand in recess until the call of the chair.
We'll pause.
Protesters are in the building.
Thank you.
It wasn't anything you said.
It wasn't anything you said.
This is where they... So this is when it we were reading that thing and they cut to whatever.
Yeah.
That's right where we saw it. They were ushering everybody out. We missed the tail end of that guy talking and saw just this. And this is where they were. But see, there's no audio because they had cut it. So it's just a clip. So I just wanted to see that. Now we got the full picture there.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. We'll refresh YouTube, but we'll just... Oh, wait. Here we go. Is this Pence speaking, maybe?
No. See, and that's the biggest thing about the whole... Oh, they stormed the Capitol. If they legit stormed it, and they're all running crazy, why are not more people going into it? They're all standing outside still.
Well, I'll argue... I'll play devil's advocate rather than not argue. I'll play devil's advocate. Well, because the police were able to stop the rest of them. Oh, so what you're telling me then is that you only allowed in the right Antifa people to do what they were supposed to do. Gotcha.
Makes sense.
Hear the chants?
Yeah.
You'll never catch an Antifa person outside chanting that.
No. They're already gone. All the Antifa people are gone already.
These are probably Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Legitimately standing on the Capitol stairs. You know, they have gone past the barricade. I agree. And you can say that's wrong. But the people that got inside are not Trump supporters. And I'm not saying there isn't a few Trump supporters that maybe went in with them thinking, oh, this is a thing.
Yeah.
But that was being led by an Antifa or BLM or some sort of democratically funded type thing. George Soros. Think George Soros when you're thinking about that.
This is Soros, an organization went through there.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to Twitter here. All right.
On our way here, we thought we heard that Pence was not going to solidify the vote. So everybody just kept saying, push forward, push forward, push forward. And we just kept pushing. We got shot with tear gas. Then when we got all the way up to the front, me and a big group of guys started busting the door down. One guy brings in a pole, shatters the front glass doors, and we just start yanking them. And then they start spraying us with pepper spray. And a couple of our guys, in fact, one of the sergeants in the Army that's another I've trained with in Pennsylvania, he got hit square in the face. He's dying right now, and I don't have my IFAC kit, my combat lifesaver kit, and my medic pack where I can take care of him because I have combat lifesaver training, but I can't do anything with him because I don't have my kit here because they wouldn't let us bring back.
So where is he?
He was following me here. I had him sit down because he was dying. So he may be up there just trying to – he kept putting water on it. You can't put water on pepper spray. It is the worst thing you could put on pepper spray. You need either need milk or Dawn dishwasher.
Yeah, I knew it was milk, yeah.
So, anyway, I mean, and then everybody just started storming that Capitol, and we just took it over.
So what's the situation right now?
That's
they're just staying there. We've been told that everybody got hit with an emergency alert that they need to be off the Capitol building by 6. It's like, okay, so what are you going to do if we're not? How many of us are there? What are you going to do? Because this is our house, and they, I don't know why they think it's theirs. Well, I do know why, but that's gone on for decades. But it's time for the American people to wake back up and take this back and give this back to the people. That's where it belongs. These people don't, in fact, here's the thing that people don't understand. Because we have lost civics in school. The Constitution is a contract from me, the people, to a governor to govern
me. That bitch's shirt said BLM, Biden loves
minors.
My
decisions, the people. We give him that authority
I get it
to
now.
Govern me.
I was like, why would you put BLM first? But
he
no,
can't
it makes
overstep
sense.
That contract. And they have overstepped that contract thinking that they have the right to squash it, do whatever they want to it, and rule us instead of govern us. And then eventually... So, and yeah, shoot us with rubber bullets and canister gas.
Standing there. Yes.
Had an asthma attack. They were shooting.
We got hit like four times with tear gas.
Couldn't breathe.
Some
smoke
dude
bombs,
got hit in the head with a canister. He had an open head wound.
On the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
We wasn't doing
had a heart attack.
We were standing there. So they started to barricade. They pushed us down the stairs.
They weren't able to get him up.
I want to talk at the same time everybody else is talking.
Well, it's the news. It's my 5 minutes of fame.
The guy on one of the barricades to the ambulance.
Yeah, wow. They wouldn't treat Antifa this way.
No, and that's what I'm saying. It's so terrible. Yeah. We started.
That's right.
Our country, that's right.
And I told, and I said, I was standing right in the barricade speaking to the police, and I said to them, we support you.
I'm glad nobody's
we
wearing a mask. I do
here,
agree with that.
I said, we love you. Put them down and come with us. Yes, she was bleeding. There's a whole, it's all over.
I like her Russian hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't listen to Fox News.
Nobody was even attacking the police.
We had not one.
Nobody attacked the police.
They were leaning over. They were videotaping us as they were shooting us.
They were laughing about it.
It's disgusting.
They were laughing about it.
And
it's
not fair. Nobody, as far as I saw, nobody did it. Nobody attacked the police when the police was moving up. They just moved back. Nobody attacked any police. All they did is they moved barricades around to get through.
Wow. And they were shooting at us while they were their little friends, their police friends were videotaping while they were shooting us. Thought it was cool, just leaning on the bench.
No, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye. Guys, thank you so
much. I'm a big fan. I've been following you guys since you started.
You guys rock.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you guys rock.
We love you guys. We love Epic Times, man. You guys always tell the truth.
Always.
Don't listen to the fake media. We had no weapons. We came up there peaceful. They started shooting at us. And this is the truth, New York.
Thank you, guys. Wow.
I like
okay, thank
that.
You.
To a crowd. They were shooting tear grass. To a crowd of little girls, men, and I'm 60 years old. I've had a bypass. I was just watching way down, and they started shooting tear gas. I got hit with tear gas right about there. Tear gas hit. And I've got asthma.
I've had
heart surgery.
See that guy.
And I almost fell. I almost dropped. You know, I had to get away for 10 minutes. And it was terrible. I saw police officers.
I don't know how much more while that I can watch.
Yeah, I watched enough. You went more than I thought you would, really.
BuzzFeed. Trump supporters stage an attempted coup, storm Capitol. Wrong. Marco Rubio. There is nothing patriotic about what is occurring on Capitol Hill. This is third world style anti-American anarchy. Amelia Weaver responds, you can blame yourself and your rhino friends for this. If only you had all had done your jobs, this could have been prevented.
Word.
Pence backstabs Trump, tells Congress he won't reject Electoral College decision.
Well, there's that dude again.
Dude, I'm sorry. Antifa looks like this.
Yeah.
This is not Trump people.
No.
It's not.
No,
I bet you could take these fucking... If we took these faces...
And did a search with all the
other...
Did
a search, you would find them in fucking Antifa crowds. That guy looks like an operative.
And that guy in the last little news article said he couldn't bring bags. What is that guy carrying? A big fucking bag.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah. And what's in that bag? I'm curious.
And dude behind him's got a backpack in the blue over there.
Yeah, this guy's got a backpack.
Yeah.
I mean...
And why's he got like a name badge or something around his neck? Dude with the bag. See that?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's my Antifa membership card.
Dude, I'm telling you...
I agree, dude. I've said that too. I totally agree. It's Antifa.
I'm telling you, man.
What does the hammer and sickle represent?
Where do you see that at?
Click on that picture of him again, on the right hand side. Is that dude rocking a hammer and sickle tattoo?
Right here.
To your right.
Right there.
Look to your right of the screen. Keep going to the right, all the way to the right in the comments. The other right. There you go. Right there.
Oh, you don't know what a hammer and sickle is?
No, I do, but what does it represent?
Well, it's the fucking Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wasn't sure if it was that or Russia. Russia looks similar, too.
Well, Russia, same thing. It's China and Russia. It's a, what it means and then what it's being... means. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. So it has one meaning, but then it's basically communism. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oops, where the fuck's the thing at? Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, it does.
Which is a dead giveaway that that's a fucking...
Not a Trump supporter.
No. No, that guy, guarantee you, this guy is from Portland, fucking Oregon.
Yeah.
He looks like one of them guys. He's got the I live in my mom's basement beard. No offense, Dave. Basement beard. This guy does. He's got long hair. He's one of, and this, so does this guy. Yep. They have the look. They have the look.
All three of
it,
those
dude.
Fuckers came from there.
Guaranteed. This is an operative right here. I guarantee
that's their handler.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to see.
Everybody in that party is part of it, dude. Because look at the guy in the very back. He's got a big fucking bushy beard.
All these people in this picture that we're looking at look like fucking... they look like people that... Fucking Antifa.
Oh, there's a shot of the girl getting shot in the neck, I think.
Is it?
Look at the girl on the ground.
Yeah, it looked like she was posing.
It looks like blood right there.
Oh, yeah. But see, once again, clips. We're only seeing clips.
Exactly.
Of these incidents, we're only seeing clips. You don't see the fucking live stream of that.
Mm-hmm.
Of the... Let's just watch it. Let's watch the fucking chaos. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I didn't hear the shot. It was after the fact.
Get her down! Get the light!
Yeah, weird. See, it's all after the fact. I didn't hear a shot.
Well, obviously. Because it's fake, my guess.
No, I agree.
POTUS today is not the end. It is just the beginning. Yeah. How's this play out is the question. Oh, boy. There's a good shot of the tear gas that was shot into there. It's obvious the Biden admin strategy is to keep Assange in perpetual limbo so the media spectacle of trying the world's most important journalists in Kangaroo Court can be avoided as long as Assange suffers Washington dissatisfied. It doesn't really have anything to do with what we're seeing right now. Yeah, I could see that. Since when do Trump supporters wear Antifa-like helmets?
Yeah, we've been saying that.
Yeah. And that was the one that from this is a screenshot from when they were using the police shield to break open a window. That's definitely Antifa, dude. Guaranteed. 100%. You'll never convince me otherwise at this point that these were actual Trump supporters.
Well, according to that, at the president's direction,
National Guard is now is on the way along with other federal protective services. We reiterate President Trump's call against violence and to remain peaceful. That's from Kayleigh McEnany.
Well, that's one way to get Pelosi out of office. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Reports from outside the Capitol. No violence is occurring. Mostly people singing and chanting. Virginia is now sending state troopers and National Guard to Washington, D.C. Antifa always counter-protest Trump events, yet they didn't today. Their absence is the dog that didn't bark. Yeah, because they're there as Trump supporters in disguise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why you're not hearing anything about them.
Right. Interesting, right? Why aren't they there protesting Trump supporters? Well, they're there.
Yeah.
They're just in disguise. You know what? That's where the fucking retweet. What's this guy referring to? What the hell is that pussy going to do? What's he referring to?
I don't know.
Antifa set up to frame Trump supporters. Trump supporters are peaceful. The entire Washington, D.C. National Guard has been activated. Putting about 1,100 guardsmen on duty tonight, defense official tells me, comes after breach of Capitol by pro-Trump protesters. This is absolutely terrifying. I pray for this. Well, I mean, the only other argument I could make, we'll get to this in a second, about that is that, to be fair, Antifa only strikes in the dark at night.
Yeah.
So they could be sleeping.
They could be.
I bet you anything, though, that this is them in disguise. I would bet my life on it.
Because these are the higher ups of the Antifa market, and they have to, they got called in on their day off to go in early. They have to be there now, and then the actual Antifa douchebags will show up later because they got to get their beauty sleep and then, you know, play video games in the morning.
Exactly.
Play their Call of Duty so they can learn how to do it in real life, fucking faggots. So, you know, that WWE News one, it's the same fucking shot we already seen with the girl supposedly. Horrifying video of a woman being shot. No, you don't see her get shot. She's already shot when you see the video.
And it looks, the more you watch her, it looks fake.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
See, that's where I thought she was posing. Doesn't it look like she's posing? It looks like somebody acting. Act like you just got shot.
Yeah, they only need one crisis actor.
So this guy looks like Brett Favre.
Kind of.
He's got his foot up on Pelosi's desk. I'm guessing this is her office.
That's what it says.
A supporter of President Trump sits inside Speaker Pelosi's office. That's from NBC News. So because it came from them, I guarantee you, not a Trump supporter.
Yeah. We just had to stage the flag there to make it look like he brought that in. He was carrying it all day. Yeah. Bullshit.
It's probably a fake flag because that's made in China. Of course, they're appearing on both sides. All sides of people were angry, period. Okay.
Let's see. They're all very normal.
Let me turn it down. Oh, this could be from a body cam from a cop that we saw going down the stairs earlier. It literally looks like the cop's leading them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he stand his ground at the fucking door? They weren't pushing him back.
No.
He didn't stand his ground. He's leading them. He's showing them where to go. This isn't what you do.
Yeah.
I don't know police tactics, but this is not what you do. That is so fake, dude. This is so fucking fake.
Mm-hmm.
He is leading them where to go.
Yeah. They're here, they're here, they're here.
He's leading them.
Yeah, that is not Trump supporters. They just changed their script to Black Lives Matter to This Is Our America.
So, I don't know, Dave, but to is what I was saying exactly what was happening there? They were not... Mm-hmm. Rewatch the beginning of that video.
Yeah, no.
He was not being forced to move back from that doorway. He could have stood there. I mean, yeah, they could have overtaken him, but...
He didn't
even
try.
You didn't... Yeah. Why didn't he call for backup?
Mm-hmm.
We're just watching. We're not going to play the audio. So this, we're watching video, the guy coming down the stairs. There looks like a baton on the fucking ground there. This cop, he's standing at the door. They're not pushing in. They're not pushing in. They're standing there. He starts backing up, basically saying, come on, come at me. And then they start walking. He has to act like he's pushing him. He grabs a baton. He's like, follow me.
Yeah.
Follow me up the stairs. So they do. He's like, well, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to pretend hit you. Now, all right, I have to look like I'm... All right, fuck it. Let's go up these stairs now.
He looked at the camera a couple of times, too.
Yeah, make sure you film me.
They're here, they're here, they're here.
Dude,
That's action.
This is all fake.
Yeah.
This is...
Because nobody went to the right. Nobody went up those fucking stairs. Yeah. They all followed him.
Why are they following him?
Right. I would have been like, fuck it. I'm going upstairs then. You can go wherever you want, buddy. No, it's all bullshit, dude.
Yeah, dude, this looks more fake than the fucking Las Vegas fucking shooting, dude.
But we called it last week. We talked about how they were going to do some type of false flag somewhere.
Yeah, I really didn't think they'd actually try and pull one at the Capitol, but it makes sense.
It does make sense.
And it makes sense right when you have Arizona as the first objection.
Mm-hmm.
And they start going through all that. That's when they have to do it. I don't know about this shit. That thing we saw with Trump was going to show up. Yeah. Why? What would be the point of that? What does that do?
And they said it was on social media, but Trump didn't say anything about him coming up there.
No. Why would they do that? I don't think Trump would show up to one of these because he doesn't need to.
No.
Let's see if we got any other. That's not that. I don't want to watch Washington Post thing. Let's see here. Yeah, see these are so. What I'm looking for is video of maybe them reconvening in a different location.
Right.
I'm not seeing that yet, so we'll just keep monitoring that. Now, we could watch this.
Yeah, let's watch that because we talked about that earlier. I want to see Pence's thing again.
Yeah, I did want to do. Who is this? I want to know who that fucking fat piece of shit is sitting in the fucking.
Well, there's only 4,000 fucking retweets or responses.
What if one of them's got a name? Ooh. This is from Antifa. Hickman County, Antifa. Election day nears, comrades. Prepare to defend your rights. Antifa comrades, on November 4th, don't forget to November 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to disguise yourselves as patriots/Trump supporters. Wear MAGA hats, USA flags, 3%er insignias, and convincing police uniform is even better. This way, police and patriots responding to us won't know who their enemies are and... What is it? Get that shit off the fucking thing.
Yeah, I can't tell.
And something, the media will think there are Trump supporters rioting, so it's harder to turn unpopular opinion against us. Okay, that's exactly... What did I tell you? Was it the last thing that we did here, the part one? wait till the fucking documents come out that's showing them being... But this is for November 4th, but the same kind of thing will be for this
There'll be another one, yep.
Guaranteed. Man, what's this? Just in case, I spoke to my Antifa operative in Portland, and she said the ones going to D.C. are going to wear camouflage cutoffs and Trump paraphernalia to blend in, but turning their MAGA hats backward for identification. So feel free to pass along.
Yeah, and one person commented on that when we were looking at the army hats or the, you know, the fucking hat things. So you don't have it backwards, though.
Well, that's that one guy that was standing with the bag. Yeah. How does he get a fucking bag? Where does this guy get a goddamn fire extinguisher?
He probably stole it off the wall.
I mean, he looks like Antifa, dude. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. That guy says it looks straight out of Portland to me. Isn't that something you already said?
Yeah. Dude, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A known Antifa member.
So wait.
Yeah, he's not QAnon. Antifa HR. Fuck off.
Hang on. Yeah, you're going to find out this is, I bet you by tonight, we're going to see side by side of fucking, horn guy.
Mm-hmm. And
of him at a fucking, something in Portland as Antifa, the fat piece of shit sitting at the fucking Senate thing. He's going to have a side by side of him at an Antifa thing. The guy in this other one holding the fucking flag. Yeah. You're going to see him side by side with him at a fucking Antifa. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole fucking bullshit narrative, at least for us, Dave, will be proven that we were right. The problem is, you're going to have the other side, the mainstream is going to be Trump supporters. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break from that for a second. Watch this George Bush funeral envelope reactions. Yeah. So we talked about this. What was it, in the part one? No, we talked about it in the episode that released on the 6th.
Yeah.
Well, which is today for us, but like a special report one. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the envelopes that Pence got. This is a George Bush funeral envelope reactions. So everybody that got an envelope, their reactions when they got it.
It's funny how that's like popular today.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since this ad's over with.
Okay, what about along the sidewalk over across the street? Okay, thank you.
So it's just kind of showing us clips. Guy's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Prince Charles? There's Biden. That's Merkel.
Yeah.
Trump and
Melania.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. It's Pence. Sat right behind Trump.
Yeah.
Clinton. Hillary.
Yeah.
Carter.
Military dude with that really shitty
Cheney.
Haircut.
Obama.
Michael.
Michael. That's the dumb fuck that was VP under HW. Dan Quayle.
Oh, yeah. Quayle boy.
Biden. Wife.
Yeah.
Carter. Wife. All right. Pence. Secret Service. Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
C. Pompeo. There's Al Gore.
Yeah.
Okay. There's George W. There's Laura. Jeb. Bill Clinton fucking with a little tap on the arm there.
Mm-hmm.
George W. with the jokes.
Not gonna do it.
That's his dad. Not Gandhi.
Yeah.
Not
Gandhi. Wouldn't be prudent in this venture. So what are we slowing down for?
I don't know. We're supposed to watch for something. I wish there was some narration. Fuckers. Doing my best to... There's Pompeo behind there. All right. Watch for movement or whatever. There's some... Watch hands and pockets.
Yeah.
And stuff. Biden looks confused.
Is he awake?
Oh, he just stood up.
Yep, that's all.
And then he sits back down.
And then I'm going to go ahead and walk over here. Yeah, I don't get why we did that slow motion.
I don't either. All right, there's Hillary seeing hers. There's wife, Pence's wife. All right, Hillary opens her book, and Carter, look at, he's like, where's fuck's mine?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she opens it. One, two, three. Seconds.
Looks disgusting.
4 seconds. One, two, three. It takes her 3 seconds. So whatever you could read in 3 seconds. And then Biden's shit fell on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife's trying to pick it up. And Biden's like... She's like, this is what fell on the floor, honey. And he's like, fucked kid? What? And wait, he's going to open it? He's like, Hillary's like...
Don't open it.
Don't open it. It's some Trump bullshit. Okay, he's looking through the book, looking for another one.
Yeah.
Hers fell out of the thing onto the floor.
Is it yours?
So it's funny that Hillary leans in and says something to them.
Because he's not...
And
not
look at her reaction, Pence's wife. Now, not Pence's wife, Biden's wife. Pence's wife sees it at this... Or, I don't know. But see, it's in there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Could you imagine being Trump in the fucking middle of that snake pit? All right, Michael... Oh, so it's all the wives got them, dude. Notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. So wait. It was a glance. That wasn't even 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But see how he looks concerned as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
She looks pissed, but she always does. She looks like the Grinch.
Oh, well, you know, when you got a penis and you don't want to have a penis, you're going to be pissed off.
Just watch their faces, dude. Mm-hmm. They are... All right. Now, here's the... George W. is so ridiculous, he just taps the fucking casket.
Hey, Daddy. What's up, man?
And we're going to miss you.
Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have.
That's not me fucking with the audio. It's the audio in this video is fucked up. So nobody sits there and says, "Fuck's wrong with this idiot?" It's like all over the place, dude. All right, now watch. This is where we watch Jeb and Laura's reaction. So as they're passing, there's Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Service. As there's Kushner, I think. Maybe not. Seth's not Ivanka. As they walk by, this is where Laura sees the fucking thing. Points, shows it to Jeb. Jeb's like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Bush looks down. He's like, so they're saying the Secret Service leans towards Bush. George Bush then gave this note to his wife, Laura. Laura reads it, shows it to Jeb. Bush, his face says everything, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess all three of their faces. These two are shocked. Bush is like, yeah. Laura Bush shows him something on the paper she was holding. Jeb's reaction is the most telling, though. Even hers. Shocked and disgusted. He looks horrified at whatever he saw.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more so like, Jeb's more so, so this is what they're saying it said. We talked about this. They know everything. I'm sorry. Hang on.
Yeah, I think how I
long,
have seen that.
How long does it take for me to read that, Dave? Pretend like I... Here. I need like an envelope or something. Maybe a piece of paper. All right. I'm going to pretend like I'm opening this envelope. And I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to put it back in the envelope. You count out loud.
Okay.
All right, ready? All right, I have the envelope. All right, I'm opening it.
One.
They know everything. I'm sorry.
Three. Four. About four.
How long did it take Hillary?
About four.
Yeah. So we're probably pretty sure what it says. They know everything. I'm sorry.
So where did this come from? Like, where do we see this is where what it is? How do we know this is what it really is?
Well, we don't know this is what it really is. This is, I don't know, though. This could have leaked, I guess. Somebody could have fucking grabbed it out of a garbage can or something. But this is, I think, just what they are assuming. And it's signed by George H.W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Former president of the United States of America. They know everything. I'm sorry. But this goes along with the whole thing of that H.W. was put through a military tribunal and was put to death.
Mm-hmm.
Gracefully.
Yep.
For public consumption.
Right.
But really he was being put to death for being behind
everything.
JFK, things like that, I'm sure. Same thing with McCain.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same kind of antics. Biden's talking. Oh, shit.
Govern new world.
What the fuck? What happened? I went to hit play and... I guess we have to get through the fucking ad.
God damn it.
I hit the wrong fucking button and then it fucking like restarted it or something.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Well,
fucking kids and your fucking shit.
Well, that's not it. Who is this cunt?
Cunty McCuntface.
Here. We need to... I want to hear what Biden has to say. Whoa. What is this?
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
Where's the fucking Biden thing?
I don't know.
Did we not just see him talking? I went to hit fucking play and then everything resets.
Yeah.
And now I don't see anything.
Maybe it's on Twitter.
The twatter? Jesse Ventura.
Huh. Mike Pence has unfollowed Donald Trump on Twitter.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. What?
Wow. What would be the play there, Dave?
Yeah. That's interesting. Oh, yeah, that right there proves it's fucking Antifa there.
This guy. And he's even wearing Antifa shit. He looks like Antifa. Yeah. That looks like Antifa. Hanging off the fucking thing. I hope he broke a leg when he fell.
I hope he just broke his spine and died. In the nicest way possible, of course. That's Antifa.
This is the Saul Alinsky effect. Dresses your opponent, riot, and the opponent gets the blame. Yep.
Oh, and onlookers in the media is what we missed earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the fuck is Biden's bullshit, though?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Well, that Fuentes that they're saying... ask yourself, did you ever imagine seeing Fuentes in Baked Alaska and Nancy? Fuentes is a Trump supporter, but he is anti-Republican Party. I don't know. I mean, that is interesting because that is not a guy that's Antifa. I don't even want to read what AOC
What's,
has to say.
What's Justin Joe Biden's statement? Just came up. It's chaos, bordering on sedition, and it must end now.
Yeah, that's all you need to know, I guess.
Oh, he's refollowing him now, apparently.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So was it an accident? I mean,
he probably did it on purpose because he was trying doing something, and then everyone fucking commented on it because they saw he did that. And then...
But what would be the point of that?
I don't know.
What would be the point of unfollowing him? And who the fuck's sitting there watching for that? That is a weird thing. Dave, you don't get notified when someone unfollows you or someone else.
No.
So is somebody literally sitting on Pence's page refreshing, waiting for it to see, or that he's on, like, how would you notice that? How do you notice when somebody?
So if you click on someone that you're following.
Okay.
Okay. And it'll say followed by those people there. If those are the top three right there all the time and you go to Donald Trump's page again, and VP's not on there, then odds are you go to the VP.
I guess that would be the problem. I don't follow.
And he only follows 45 people.
Who?
Pence? Pence, yeah.
You know, let's click on Pence's shit.
Oh, 48. So, yeah, it was 47.
Oh, so maybe somebody went there, but see, it still shows his number, like, at the top. Like, that's the fucking first guy he follows. Yeah. Or is that the most recent guy he follows,
I think
actually?
It's the most recent.
So he follows himself. His governor page. He follows his wife. Ivanka's number 5. Yeah, because it's in the order that they're followed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because he now follows the vice president and the second lady. So, yeah, I would think. Yeah.
Okay, so then... Yeah, the most recent person he followed is Trump. Was Trump following him? Trump's following 51 people. Let's see where Pence is on the list.
He was on the right side.
So Ivanka's the first person, Don Jr., then Greta Van Susteren, Bill O'Reilly, Eric Trump. Then his fucking, all his facilities, Dan Scavino, Vince McMahon, WWE. It's great that he's following him. I don't think Vince McMahon runs his own fucking Twitter, to be fair. Melania. After Geraldo Rivera. Interesting. Fox and Friends, needed to get rid of some of those, buddy. Diamond and Silk. The fuck is Vanessa Trump? I don't even know who the fuck that is. That must be one of his son's wives.
Maybe.
Mike Pence. There he is. Yeah. But that's Mike Pence. Does he follow VP Pence? Vice President, the VP account. Okay.
Well, it sucks we didn't get to see fucking douchebag Cock McGraw, who's a little fucking...
Well, it's got to be out there somewhere. Let's do a little refresh here. Oh, boy. No. Don't care. I guess we could do a Mad Lib. I'm kidding.
Wrong show!
let's see here.
I guess put Biden today's date, maybe?
Biden's speech?
And then put today's date?
Biden's speech today.
A day ago.
That was a day ago. Yeah. That was a day ago.
They're all a day ago. A month ago, nothing.
Did he even speak?
Well, it looked like it from there.
It did, but I don't know, dude. I'm starting to wonder if maybe he didn't even fucking speak. Where's all the videos of it? Did he fucking...
Well, he was at his office of the president-elect, so he's super busy.
Well,
I like that. Scratch out Pence's name.
Yeah. I bet you let's just say Pence accidentally was like going to see what Trump had tweeted. Somebody said, oh, did you see what Trump tweeted? And he went and accidentally hit the unfollow button.
Possible, I suppose.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't trust Pence.
No.
I don't think you'd be so fucking obvious that you would on purpose unfollow him. You know what I mean? I feel like this is just something that kind of like accidentally happened. Or was it a signal on Pence's part? You know, I don't know, dude. I feel like...
I like that Twitter's already starting to censor shit from today.
Of course they are. Interested in seeing the arrest records from today, backgrounds, previous arrests, political affiliations. Yeah, I would be too. Okay, here's from the Joe Biden Twitter account 3 minutes ago. Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not represent who we are. What we are seeing is a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent, it's disorder. It borders on sedition, and it must end now. Okay. So, Kyle Becker says, if it turns out there are BLM and Antifa infiltrators that stoked the violent rioting on Capitol Hill, will you have the same position?
Very curious.
Obviously not. Okay. What else we got here?
What? Wait. Mm-hmm. Yep. Scroll up. That's the letter he was talking about.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so Brad Meltzer, you know who that is, right?
I know the name.
Author, host of Lost History on...
Oh, yeah.
Was it Discovery something or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This seems the right day to recirculate the letter George H.W. Bush gave to me all those years ago. This isn't the same thing, bro. And that he left in the Oval for Bill Clinton. If it's good enough, this is the one that Bill Clinton's talking about. This is not
the same.
That's
what I was saying. That's the one that he, in that video that I said.
Right. Yeah, that's, not the fucking video we watched.
Right. No, it was the
about
video in
the letter
corner.
At the funeral. Yeah. This is that's what I was talking about. We don't really need to fucking.
No.
Oh, that's what you were alluding to.
3 minutes ago. What's this all about?
Oh, yeah. 3 minutes ago, Trump speaks. Is this live at the White House? Couldn't be, dude.
He's not on the fucking airport.
There's no way this was live at the White House unless we hear like crazy shit in the background.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
That was pre-recorded for today.
Yeah. I mean, he's wearing the same shit, but I bet you he recorded this before he gave his speech.
I bet you he had two versions.
Oh, just in case?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one he releases?
Yep.
Yeah, could be.
Two pipe bombs found?
Whoa, two pipe bombs explode at RNC headquarters in Washington, D.C. Oh, they have been exploded in a controlled detonation. Interesting. Let's read it. Hey, it's from the Federalist. January 6th. That's today. Two pipe bombs detonated in a controlled explosion at the Republican National Committee, Washington, D.C. headquarters. A party official who is not authorized to go on record confirmed to the Federalist. The bombs were located in the back of the building, the official said, and were discovered by RNC security. Meanwhile, most of the party leadership is away in Florida for its annual winter meeting. The explosion was also reported by the New York Times as thousands of Trump supporters hold the nearby Capitol complex under siege. Not true.
Mm-hmm.
Protesting and rioting against congressional certification of the Electoral College vote, formally handing President-elect Joe Biden the keys to the White House.
Those are all our Antifa fucknuts.
Oh, yeah. Every single one of these guys is Antifa, dude.
The guy, the old guy, is the leader. He's the one that went into the building, the broken window first.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of. These are just a bunch of tweets that we've basically already covered all of them. Okay. Well, that was exciting. Let's see here. Just a reminder, when Judge Kavanaugh was appointed to the Supreme Court, protesters at the doors of the Supreme Court, how did the news media report? Well, let's find out. We're supposed to be seeing here.
I don't know.
This is the most significant breach of an American government institution since the British burned the capital after the Battle of Bladensburg on August 24th, 1814. Okay. Don Jr. condemns rioters storming the building and fighting cops hours after riling up Trump supporters.
Yeah, because I remember that conversation he had with them was all about riling them up.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I like Linwood.
So he goes, "Hey, Tom." He's referring to Tom Fitton. "You believe in open records and release of federal records, don't you? Release the letter you received regarding the murder of Seth Rich. I will give you a chance to release it and explain why you did not expose the truth. If you do not release it, I will." Well, he did, because we already fucking read that in a previous episode, right?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't read it, but we read in that article, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was from that article. Yeah. In, just in, Twitter is intervening and significantly restricting engagement with tweets on D.C. protests. 2020, craziest year ever. 2021, hold my beer. Told you. It's going to get bad. I want to know what this one is. And fucking, it says CIA something. Can you translate? Not you, but I want
to. Yeah, translate tweet. It's all bullshit.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Q sent me. So there's your fucking horn guy.
Yep.
Same look and everything. He's got a sign on a pike that says Q sent me. This guy is from Arizona. Here's a photo I took of him at the Tempe BLM march in June.
Well, there we go.
What did I tell you in the last, in part one? I said, by tonight, we'll see. Not, well, I said we'd see side by side. Whoa. It's like the fucking tweet got deleted, dude.
Yep.
Can I retweet it? Nope. They deleted the fucking tweet.
Screenshot that page, dude.
Hang on. How do you fucking screenshot it?
I don't know how to do it on there.
I'm going to have to take a picture with my phone, dude.
Do shift. Option 3. See what happens.
The problem is you don't see his full face in this fucking thing here. Let me take a picture of this.
Yeah, and then you can blow it back up and do it.
Then I'll take a picture of this. You can tell it's the same thing. Wow. Tweet's gone. This guy is from the... Interesting.
Shocking that it's gone already. Not.
Oh, boy. So that's fucking horn guy.
Oh, there's a Biden speaks amid Capitol lockdown right there.
Okay. Should we listen to it?
I don't want to, but we should, I guess.
All right.
There's a fucking noose hanging.
At this hour, our democracy is under an unprecedented assault. Unlike anything we've seen in modern times, an assault on the citadel of liberty.
The Capitol? Citadel?
itself.
Third World Citadel?
On the people's representatives and the Capitol Hill police sworn to protect them. And the public servants who work at the heart of our republic. An assault on the rule of law like few times we've ever seen it. An assault on most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now.
I fell asleep. I don't know about you.
It was a lot of time to get 6 words out. And it meant nothing to me.
Sedition. Conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state or monarch.
All the Dems have been saying sedition quite a bit lately.
Yeah, they're the ones doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that noose you mentioned right before we played that audio of retard. I don't know if I could do 4 years of him talking.
You won't have to.
Right now, on the west side of the U.S. Capitol, a noose hanging.
Yeah, because I'm sure Trump supporters brought that.
No Trump supporter has ever done something like that. This is literally only...
Where's the pile of bricks?
Now, hang on. Oh, you haven't seen those pictures?
In D.C.?
Yeah.
For, like, today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen those yet.
They were put there yesterday.
Oh, there's another angle. There's another angle of it there.
Well, all I want to say, Dave, is you can tell this was not done by a Trump supporter because the cut would be more accurate.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
No, for real, the cut would be accurate.
Yeah.
This is done by somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stand on this platform because it looks like it's about to fall over.
Yeah.
Look at this thing. What's some shoddy ass fucking work?
Yeah, shit. It's crazy.
I mean, I would be willing to be hung by this because I would be standing on my feet on the ground in about 4 seconds. That's how shitty this is built.
Yeah.
You couldn't hang a fucking...
Not only that, but let's just hypothetically, we'll play their game. All right, Trump supporters built that. You don't think a single cop would have seen that and stopped him, shut him down? Yeah, what are you building?
How did that get brought there?
Yeah.
For one.
Yeah.
Should we call Adam Carolla's show while we're on our show?
No.
Why not? You like him so much, you'll probably get through, too. And you can tell him live that you don't like him.
No.
Okay. Government source tells me the DOD guard is working with DOJ on a plan to clear the Capitol. Expected to take 4 to 5 hours to finish. Okay. It's a long time to clear the Capitol. So this is from Jim Acosta. You know, he's very reputable. Mm-hmm. A source close to the White House who is in touch with some of the rioters at Capitol said it's the goal of those involved to stay inside the Capitol through the night. Man claims to have blood on his hand from an unidentified woman shot by authorities. Not confirmed.
Kind of like that Kyle dude from Kenosha, doesn't he?
Kind of. Antifa.
Hands backward. That old dude, he's a Trump supporter. Those fucking kids are not.
Nope.
Millennial fucktards.
Now, to be fair, there can be young Trump supporters, but these guys don't look like that. I mean...
No.
Let's see. We read that. Let me grab this picture real quick to go with my other one.
Oh, there's a side by side too.
Yeah, we're gonna grab all that just a second here. Let me just take that picture. Let me get the little operative in over there. Okay, we got the operative. Do these look like Trump supporters or leftist agitators disguised as Trump supporters? Yes.
It's like they hear us talking.
Huh. Philly Antifa. There he is. Yeah. That's fucking him.
Yep.
For sure.
And that's them planning their shit before they go.
Oh, yeah. And that's a side-by-side. And what I tell you not an hour ago.
Yeah.
Not a fucking hour ago. Well, what happened? Oh, yeah. The hammer and sickle. See, you should have worn gloves, bro.
Yeah. Or keep your hands in your pockets, you fucking faggot.
You know how we can tell this is Antifa? His mask isn't on. Or his mask isn't off, rather.
Yeah.
Antifa wears masks.
Because they're pussies.
Did I say that right, or did I fuck that up?
No, I knew what you meant. What's this bitch got to say?
Oops, sorry.
It's all good.
You said that just as I was hitting refresh on the whole thing. Retweet as Twitter's limited this video. Man calls for peace and Twitter censors his message. So Trump tweets out that video we watched.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter puts, this claim of election fraud is disputed and this tweet can't be replied to, retweeted, or liked due to risk of violence. He's literally calling for peace.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, well, I mean, I guess he does.
He does talk about it, but that's not what he's, that's not why he's there.
All right. So Twitter's fucking worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read this. Rioter pictured sitting in Speaker Nancy Pelosi's chair, pictures of computer emails exposed. Like a scene out of a movie, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office was breached and filmed, computer screen caught on camera. I think there's a very, like a scene out of a movie is the key line there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fake.
Yeah. Staged. What did the note say?
That's what I'm trying to see. Oh, they left a note. We will not back down. Flora, I would be taking some of this shit. I'd be taking the phone.
It's probably a felony because it's government property.
Who gives a fuck?
How many drinks does she
need? The fact that you're sitting there is a fucking felony.
Yeah, true.
If you made it that far, wait, let's see here. This was her computer emails from another video.
Screenshotted, yeah.
So, let's see. Found, so tomorrow, LOL. Everyone okay? Something Kevin McCarthy. Please read staffer today. Tweet by Donald J. Trump on Twitter. That's from April something with a G, it looks like. Georgia delegation floor movements, January. I can't tell what that's just. Okay. Sign, congratulate our LGBTQ member. Oh, God. AP Justice Department says it's been a something. Greenberg? Maya Greenberg? I don't know. Disrupt suspicious package 400 block. Tweet by Josh Dawsey on Twitter. I can't. Bordeaux.
Yeah, nothing bad.
Well, nothing. We can't. It's kind of hard to read, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Whose phone is that? Yeah, I'd like to know. That's probably this dude's phone. I can't fathom she would leave her fucking phone there.
Mm-mm. No, because she had it on the stage because she's using that to fucking.
But do you think she made it back to her office to set her fucking phone down? Probably not. Wait, where were we? Where were we here? Okay. A note was left on Pelosi's desk which reads, "We will not back down," in all caps. Another tweet claims to show House Speaker's computer screen with emails. Now the screen's off. So obviously, when they got in there, it was still up.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's... Whose phone is that? Yeah, I'd be curious to know whose phone that is. I bet you it's the guy that's sitting there.
Yeah.
our corrupt three-letter agencies would never infiltrate a peaceful protest and cause chaos to delegitimize it in the media, right? Right? That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay. Oh, wait. Can I retweet this one? Okay. That one's let me. So this one...
It's too new.
Yeah, it'll get banned.
Yeah.
This is the... So basically, I was trying to retweet this picture of the guy. So the Q sent me. The horn guy.
Mm-hmm.
See with the sign back there? Fuck.
Duh police.
Duh police. And it's at a BLM march. I don't know about you, Dave, but I don't recall Trump supporters going to BLM marches because they're not for that.
Right.
It's not that they're against Black Lives Matter. What they're BLM is not that, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Right.
For anybody that has any questions. Let's see.
Oh, now we got heavily really armed SWAT in the Capitol.
Yeah. Let's watch that as it happens.
You got all upset when I did that. Well, you can tweet it, but don't say where it is.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Oh, Antifa's down the hall. We can't go that way, guys.
Okay. Who might tell you that?
Ma'am, please don't.
You got all upset.
So, watch that video, Dave. They're starting going one way. They stop, turn around, come back. Real calm.
Mm-hmm.
That looks fake, too.
Yeah.
This is all theater.
I did that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can
and I don't remember any FBI wearing fucking camo.
Okay. That's not FBI SWAT, dude.
No.
That's, after.
That's crisis actors or the Virginia troops that they were sending out hours ago.
What if the Pence unfollow on Twitter was... Once again, going back to what I said in the special report episode, the Pence piece.
Mm-hmm.
If that was to, like, sow doubt, like a unfollow, refollow, to, like, was it a signal to, like, I'm trying to think of the right word here. For, let's say Pence is on the good side, mm-hmm. right? If that's like a thing to try and signal to the bad guys that, hey, I'm on your side, I'm following, and then wait for chaos, with people starting to call it, and then refollow real quick to make it seem like, oh, you caught me.
Mm-hmm.
It makes, say, people on Hillary Clinton's side think, see, Pence is on our side. He's going to do the right thing for us.
Right.
But in reality, he's not. Or was it like what I said? It was an accident. He accidentally fucking unfollowed him, which is a really bad time to accidentally unfollow.
Right.
The timing seems very intentional, although I can also see during chaos that it would be an accident.
Yeah, but his part of the chaos is done. He's already been moved.
It's not done because this... They have to reconvene at some point.
Right, right.
They're not going to not count these fucking votes. They're not going to not continue the objections and the two-hour explanation. This has to continue. So his job isn't done.
No, but I mean, for right now, the chaos for him right this minute, the Capitol shit, it's all done. So he's in an underground bunker somewhere talking to his wife, jerking it, or whatever he's doing. I think it's two things. I don't think it's an accident. I think it was deliberately done.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
It's either done two ways. One, like you said, he was signaling... the bad people that, hey, I'm down with you. I'm going to unfollow him to follow him again. Or opposite side is, let's say his phone's tapped So he can't call or text Trump and say, hey, dude, I'm on your side. So he's going to unfollow him. And now, hey, I'm following you now, Trump. Like, literally following you. Not on Twitter, but I'm following you now.
Very good analysis, Dave. I like that. That's very possible. You
know, that could be him signaling Trump saying, hey, I'm on your side.
Because they can't actually speak. Because they're, for, you know, they're surrounded by people. They're in a position where they can't physically speak. So that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
It could be a signal. Mm-hmm. You should tweet that. Like, legit, you should put that out there in the, and like, or you want me to? I'll let you do it. It's your fucking analysis. I like it. I don't want to steal your fucking analysis.
Who tweeted it that I can just search real quick so I can retweet theirs and then
that he unfollowed? Here. Yeah. Where was a good one? Excuse me. All right, well, I guess you'd have to go off of this. Monica on Air Talk. No, don't go with that one.
All right.
Do Kyle Becker. It's the 133 minutes ago. VP Mike Pence briefly unfollowed President Donald Trump on Twitter before refollowing him. I would take that and I would do a quote tweet off of that one. And basically roundabout way say, which you just said, that analysis, that could this be Pence signaling to Trump that I am following you in this process? You know, your lead type thing?
Mm-hmm.
You might get some fucking retweets out of that, because that's a very interesting analysis, you know what I mean? As opposed to... And you can maybe also say, or is it a signal to the bad guys that, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry, as I type, you can talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, what I'm doing now, just to describe to the listeners, is I am taking penis in hand, and I am stroking slowly. I'm just kidding. I'm actually looking at YouTube to see if we got any more video. Does not appear.
Should I call them the Dems? What should I call the douchebags?
Well, I'm the left, because Dems implied Democrats. The left encapsulates all of them. Pence to protesters: attack on our Capitol will not be tolerated. Be interesting to see if the girl that got shot comes out as a Antifa protester. I'm going to put this on. I don't know how the video is going to be. So this is Right Side Broadcasting. This looks like tear gas at the Capitol.
When I do this, should I tag Donald Trump in this?
You could tag Trump and Pence.
I don't have Pence. I'm not following Pence.
Well, just do it's at @Mike_Pence or at
I'll do
VP.
At VP, yeah. There you go. Let's see what I get.
You may get nothing. You may get banned.
Yeah, I might get knocked on the door here later.
You won't. You won't, but let's see. They look like there was some tear gas on this live feed from the Capitol. Let's just see.
That's from a while ago, because that dude in the red's been up there for a long time.
He's got the best seat in the house. Whoa. The fuck was that? Flashbang?
Right. Yeah.
More flash bombs going on here. If you're watching us...
Police are fucking...
We appreciate your support. I just gotten... a bunch of messages just now asking about our safety, and I just want to say that we're okay. We're fine with the occasional tear gas that's being shot out. We're fine. So I appreciate people being concerned about our health and safety, but we are fine at this point. More flash bombs going off.
I think this, like everything else that we've done recently, would be... to be continued, and we will discuss more as it unfolds, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, see, that fucker threw shit in there, flicking him off. He's throwing shit in there at him. Trump supporters don't throw shit like that.
No.
These faggots do with their book bags full of shit to throw.
Yeah, there's that's a call to stop their violence, maybe from,
that's the thing.
From a Trump
what we have is Trump supporters, and then we have a bunch of Antifa who have infiltrated.
Yeah, look at him. He's working his way up there. Look at him. He's fucking up there pushing him. See?
I know from
that's yeah
a little pussy move.
Right now, I mean,
and he's got a backpack.
There's
lots of people have backpacks here, dude. I thought they weren't letting bags in.
This yeah. capital from that area. There's just too many police there, and this could not end.
Wait, well. He's all this dude.
Nice throw, Antifa fag. He's got a gas mask. You see that guy? Right by the flag? He's got a gas mask on.
Yeah. Baseball bat.
I mean, they are really trying to penetrate that door right there, aren't they?
Dude, that is Antifa antics, if I've ever fucking seen them.
Yeah.
That is exact. They've got a fucking police baton.
I could not imagine being up there right now. Look at that.
I would shoot him.
Yeah.
People climbing through the windows.
You know that is Antifa, dude.
Yeah. No. Media told me it's Trump supporters, so it's got
to
be Trump supporters.
They're really trying to get in there.
Media would never lie to me.
Dude, that dude's... Who's shining the light? It's coming from inside, right?
No, it's coming from outside.
They're chanting now.
Are you sure?
Police chant down.
Yeah, because see, it's on the dude in the green. It's coming from...
Like right here? What the fuck is this? Look at these idiots. Well, they're sneaking in from that window while they're distracted.
See, it's
here.
All right here. You see it coming from over there?
Oh, yeah, behind this guy.
If you're just now joining us, Brian Glenn, Right Side Broadcasting. We are live here at the steps of the White House, or excuse me, Capitol. In unprecedented times, this is something we have not seen before.
Well...
I'd probably say there's a couple thousand people just.
How do you
in this area? That's not.
Think this gets perceived
that are behind us
in terms of.
We are up on these.
Say,
this whole area,
let me turn this down, so I'm not. I almost have to like go away from that screen so I don't fucking watch it. So I can ask you this very important question.
Yeah.
I'll turn it down a little bit more. In terms of. Supreme Court Justice Roberts and his whole statement of we can't hear this case because we have riots in the streets and all this shit from the left. Antifa, BLM, all that
shit. Right.
Scared to hear the fucking thing possibly overturning the election. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they couldn't hear that Texas case. We know it's Antifa doing this shit so disguised as Trump supporters. But the mainstream media is going to pitch it as it's Trump supporters. So could this then be used on the other side in terms of maybe the other Supreme Court justice saying, yeah, you're scared of BLM and Antifa out there. What about the Trump supporters who are this pissed off, willing to go this length? Maybe we need to hear this fucking case.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to do something about this shit.
Right.
Because who's worse? Because it's not going to stop.
No.
So, you know what I mean? Can it actually be used
for their
advantage in terms of, you know what, Roberts, now your statement doesn't fucking stand because it's not Antifa we have
it's
to worry about.
Away, yeah.
Even though we know it's Antifa doing this, but the mainstream's implying, so can it be used for the other side. You know what I mean? That's my thinking, is it's a very tactical way to turn it around on them, on him specifically, saying, you know, you want to pretend like this is why we can't do this, but they're not going to stop either. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. Thoughts on that? There you go. There's your side-by-side.
Yep.
Hero. I'm a fucking hero. Said it would happen by tonight. It happened an hour later.
Yeah, exactly. On everybody that we talked about.
It's a beautiful thing. It's mm-hmm. It is the same guy.
Yeah, but no, he's a Trump supporter for sure.
So, we know 100% that Antifa's behind this fucking shit at this point. It is. It's good times.
Antifa is live streaming.
Why would you be that dumb to literally dress the same?
Because they're fucking morons, dude.
I mean, Q sent me. Intel that someone named Spencer Sunshine infiltrated rally today and is creating chaos. Antifa is live streaming, says it all. Where are they live streaming at? Oh, wait. Here's a... Yeah, we already grabbed shots of all this. All right? Yeah, a communist sibyl. The hammer and sickle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need a side-by-side of this guy. We've already got the side-by-side of that guy. We need the side-by-side of that fat piece of shit sitting in the fucking chair.
Asian-looking motherfucker.
And then we'll pretty much be good to go. I mean, I don't know how you fucking can argue. I mean, obviously mainstream can.
Whoa. That's his background? No.
This?
Yeah.
Hang on. I feel like I'm missing something here. To the jackasses defending Mike Pence, who also say he did not unfollow and refollow Donald Trump during a national crisis, he has now changed his Twitter banner to an image of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Are you still going to call me a shill and a liar? Open your eyes.
I don't see it, though. It's not his... That's not what I'm seeing when I pulled up his... Oh, it's his... It's not the VP one. It's his other one.
Do the @Mike_Pence.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Let's see what that one shows. I mean, I could... do it, but
yeah, it is.
Wow. What do you suppose that means, Dave? I mean, it just gets...
I just answered my own question now.
Dude, watch. Well, let me do it. See that?
Yeah.
Can't retweet it. Well, grab a screenshot of that, Dave.
I did.
Because... I bet you that's going to change in about an hour, too. These are all signals. Pence is signaling to somebody. It's either Trump or it's to the other side. It's to the other side as a diversion, or it's to the other side of who's loyal he's being. You know what I mean? Who's going to be loyal to. There's a lot of weird shit happening right now. But here's the thing. Trump's tweet earlier, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands a truth. Trump tweets that out. Pence does these. He unfollows him, refollows him, changes his background on his personal one, but not his VP one. This is all hokey shit, dude. But who is he signaling? That's the question. Is he signaling like what you tweeted? Or what had you tweet out? Or is he like, which side is he on, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, I think that's why he's doing it. Because I don't think there's an actual answer. Twitter won't let me heart this. I'm curious if you can like or retweet my thing since I tweeted it and see if they fucking my bullshit.
All right, here we go. Oh, I was about to click on it, and where the fuck did it go? Let's see. I'll have to search you real quick.
It's weird.
All Pence be signaling to Trump? Signaling Trump that he's literally following him and on his side, or am I hoping for too much? This also could be Pence signaling to or the left that he's with them. Too coincidental for the timing to be a simple mistake.
All right, you can retweet it, so that's cool. It's not blocked it yet.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta get it out there. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see. Oh boy, I don't know.
Acting Secretary of Defense confirms it was VP Mike Pence, not President Trump, who authorized the deployment of the National Guard.
Wow.
Mike Pence was all set for a 2024 presidential run and said he ruined his career. That's not true because he was talking about how he wanted to be out of it anyways.
Yeah. This is interesting. The acting, that what you just read, Secretary of Defense confirms it was Pence, not Trump, who authorized deployment of the National Guard. What do you suppose that means? Like, I know what it means, but, like, what do you suppose the angle there is? Because we were talking earlier about they wanted the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
DOD declined it, and I gave you that scenario of, yeah, like, well, maybe it's a distraction to try and get them to go somewhere else so they can do something. Well, if Pence is the one that authorized it, so Trump denies it, or not Trump, but like the DOD denies it, and then Pence demands it.
Maybe he is on the bad side.
Is Pence running his own fucking coup? Like that article that we read earlier? Mm-hmm. Is Pence behind the whole fucking coup? It's keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Pence is the closest person to the president, with the exception of his own kids.
Right.
Are we discovering real quickly here in live time, Pence will be the first arrest? I'm going to call it right now. Pence will be the first arrest.
Well, we had talked about that earlier.
But I'm officially calling it for it now. Guaranteed, Pence will be the first arrest that will shock the world. What Lynn Wood's been saying.
Mm-hmm.
I could be completely fucking wrong, but at this point...
That could be why he called the National Guard in to protect him.
But would that not... I don't think he called in for them. He called it in for the Capitol.
Yeah, but he's barricaded in the basement of the Capitol. Maybe the bunker in the Capitol. He needs to get out, but he wants also protection from him. Maybe he got... He said
what is Pence doing right now?
Unfollowing people on Twitter?
No, I'm just trying... Yeah, obviously, but...
I don't know.
What's he doing? What was his background on the Mike_Pence page before he switched it to Kamala and Joe?
Yeah,
that is very fucking weird to me.
Yeah. Because the VP wants him and a bunch of kids on a stage.
Well, that could be telling too. In a weird fucked up way. Wow. I don't know, man.
So you liked and retweeted it, right?
I just retweeted it. I didn't like it.
I don't even have a notification of that.
You might not have your notifications set for that.
Oh, they're on. That's weird.
I could go back and like it.
No, that's right. What was I looking at? Oh, so the VP, so the Mike Pence on his own is still that.
What's that?
The regular Mike Pence one is still the Kamala Harris Biden shit.
Which is weird. Why would you do that? Let's just say hypothetically his shit got hacked. Is that possible at this point? I mean, is that even a logical fucking thing?
No, that's dumb. That's a stupid. He could say that he got hacked.
Or is that all for show? Maybe this is part of the show. Have him and Trump be going back and forth like there's a fucking, like, you know, Pence changes his shit. You know, like General Flynn's changed his shit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, let's see. Let's look at what's on General Flynn's fucking shit right now. We the People. He changes his background a lot. Has he tweeted anything? 16 hours ago. So, no, nothing there. The police opened the gates. Whoa. Interesting. Who is this fucking idiot?
That's one of the Antifa organizers.
Yeah. Literally, we have a video of the police opening the fucking gate for people to storm the Capitol. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm seeing?
That's what I'm seeing. There's any audio?
Oh, yeah.
The one thing I saw is one time they were pissed, all the people.
And they just reached the Capitol again.
I have on a 360 GoPro. How did you see the footage?
Police are squabbling with protesters. Oh, there we go.
Things going.
Pushed out with the scrum. And I saw him. And some, every, okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's at the Capitol, the tear gas.
And that's got to be live because it's getting darker there now.
Yeah. Well, that's live. Whoa. Oh,
fucking flashbangs.
They're trying to disperse all the people, is what they're trying to do.
We got to go. We got to go.
Dude, that's getting
bad
there.
We're going to walk out of here.
Is that on fire behind you?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a good spot up on the Capitol. Yeah. Looking. The fuck, dude, it's chaos.
Ain't nobody going though, look it.
No, they're trying to, they turned away from it, but they're trying to fucking fight that. Lots of coughing, dude.
They all got COVID, dude.
So much COVID. If they would have been wearing their masks.
All right, we'll make it.
I'm just kidding. I shouldn't be laughing. I could be there right now, Dave. I almost went to D.C.
I know.
You all right, Joe?
No, it looks like they're slowly exiting.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Keep going.
You're okay.
Calmly move.
Everybody's good. Everybody's good.
We're good. All right, guys. We're good. We're just making our way out of here.
Okay. Good for you.
Go back to this and...
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, motherfucker.
I'm going to turn that audio off. There we go. Okay. Wait. Where'd it go? Damn it.
That's why I said, oh, God damn it. It's right there. No, that's not it.
Interesting.
There it is right there.
Here we go. Let's put it back at the beginning.
Police are squabbling with protesters. Oh, there we go.
The police move it, and then they just slowly walk. They're leading them, dude.
And they just reached the Capitol again.
And they're fat folks.
Where are they squabbling? I'm sorry. I didn't
they're
see any squabbling.
Squabbling is like verbally like, hey, fuck you, no fuck you, no fuck you, no fuck you. And then it's, fine, we'll open the gate for you.
Ooh, right down there. Look at that.
This here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Protesters destroy mainstream media crews' equipment.
I mean,
to be fair, Dave, if I was there, I'd be taking some cameras. Because you could always use another video camera.
That's definitely like an Antifa bullshit move, too.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It's very Antifa. So I guess electoral votes aren't going to get counted today? What, this right here?
Yeah, that's from fucking Idiocracy.
Yeah. So you have the fucking horn guy standing at the Senate room desk there?
Yeah.
And then this is from Idiocracy with President, what was the guy's name again?
God damn it, I can't remember.
Is it in the comments? President, what was his fucking name, dude?
Hold on.
How can we forget this? Anyways. Brando.
Well, yeah, it's got electrolytes, but I gotta figure out what his name was.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
No, it's a different actor.
I know. I'm reading comments on the side here. Idiocracy. Oh. I'm trying to find the... Somebody put, I'm Rick James, bitch. Yeah. Well, whenever.
It's spinning. There we go.
There it is. What's President...
Camacho! That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Camacho,
yeah.
Camacho,
yeah.
How did he forget that?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
The driver's calling me.
Should tell him to call into the fucking podcast studio.
I don't have the phone on. I can put it on real quick.
No, it's all right.
Well, I don't know. I guess what we'll do is we'll call this one basically...
to be continued.
Yeah, to be continued. Part two is, I think we found out some interesting shit about Pence. What the fuck's going on with Pence is like the major topic in this one, I think. Because there's some weird shit going on there with the follow or the unfollow, the refollow, the background, the...
Down a little bit right there. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Congresswoman Representative Cori Bush calls the U.S. Capitol occupation a domestic terror attack incited by Republican members of Congress. Interesting.
Yeah.
So clearly she's a Democrat
mm-hmm.
from Missouri, St. Louis.
Didn't mean to cut you off, but I had just seen that. I'm like, really? Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
I don't know, dude. So she's saying, I believe the Republican members of Congress who have incited this domestic terror attack through their attempts to overturn the election must face consequences. They have broken their sacred oath of office. I will be introducing a resolution calling for their expulsion.
Whatever, bitch.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't see how Republican Congress, anybody, or even Republican senators, I don't recall any of them ever saying, storm the Capitol and fucking, you know, whatever. I don't recall that. I mean, I could be wrong. At the same time, you could say, well, no Democrat did any of that either. Yeah, but the difference is there's clear funding on the Democrat side for Antifa, BLM, and all that, backing that shit, right?
Right.
Where there's no funding on the Republican side. Because the shit doesn't exist on that side. And I'm not even sitting here sticking up for Republicans. What I'm saying is, you don't have that with, say, Trump supporters. You just don't.
Right.
It's only on the left that you have that. And this whole thing is very Pence heavy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This whole episode. The Pence is the one who called in for the National Guard. Pence with the fucking unfollow, then the refollow. The changing of the background. Yeah. There's so much weird shit with Pence right now. It's mind-boggling. And where the fuck do we stand with Pence? I guess we have to... I mean, we could sit here all fucking night, which we're not going to do, but at a certain point we have to call this one done for now, I guess, and see what because here's the thing. I think shit's only going to get weirder as the night goes on.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll readdress this first thing in the morning tomorrow. Or not first thing, but like, you know.
Yeah, and first time when we sit down again.
And then we got other business we need to get to, but I don't think anybody expected it to get this fucking crazy, though.
We kind of did.
I think we expected it to get crazy. I don't think we expected this kind of a... I mean, I guess anything's possible at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's all craziness.
I think at this point we just need to walk away and give it some time to...
fester.
Well, yes, see what else happens here. Yeah, looks like that feed they got out of there.
Yeah.
Now they're at the bottom of the steps, it looks like, so... Yeah, that's where that stands.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck is that? Is that President Camacho?
Not that bitch from New York.
Yeah.
She's got
like a Wonder Woman fucking...
Oh, she's got a Q...
Q flag, a fucking, you know... At this point... Honestly, I don't trust anybody because you don't know who's in disguise. You don't know who's legit.
Right.
You don't know who's who. And that's a major problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm very curious to know where Pelosi disappeared to. She ain't said shit since she disappeared.
Well, dude, I haven't noticed anybody saying anything, really. I don't follow Pelosi, so we can't say that she hasn't said anything. Okay, this is an hour ago. She put, Senator Schumer and I are calling on President Trump to demand that all protesters leave the U.S. Capitol and Capitol grounds immediately. So, and you know she doesn't run her fucking Twitter account. So, yeah. Somebody has put that out for her, but that's all she's put out.
Fuck off.
Who, me?
No, her. Yeah, he ain't said shit. He's probably too busy knuckle deep in a kid right now.
Whoa. That's probably not that inaccurate. Yeah, there's the... That looks weird, dude. What if I just turned off? You'd literally suffocate.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just, I feel like I'm delaying, but I feel like the second we're going to, like, turn off the thing, something crazy is going to pop up.
I know, right?
Is that?
That supposedly was,
oh, this was
before.
Before, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, no way that's happening right now. Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, all right. We're just going to call it fucking where it is, and I don't know if there's going to be a part three or fucking what the fuck's going to happen. But
well,
at this point,
it's crazy. I'll come back tonight if I need to.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean, ooh, this is what we'll end on. Breaking. Former FBI agent on the ground at U.S. Capitol just texted me and confirmed that at least one busload of Antifa thugs infiltrated peaceful Trump demonstrators as part of a false Trump flag ops. Exactly what we've been saying.
Yep.
And that's from Paul Sperry, who is a former D.C. bureau chief. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's all the proof I need.
Yep. I'm good with that.
All right. Till we meet again, Dave.
Yeah, till sometime.
Subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, then spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
Where can I buy a director's chair?
Amazon.
Where can I buy Welcome Back, Kotter on DVD?
Amazon.
Where can I buy that Humping Animals adult coloring book with a dog fucking a chicken on the back?
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. Buy an oven mitt. So there I am in my car, listening to shitty music. And I ask myself the tough questions. Why am I listening to the same song over and over again when I could be listening to the D2R Podcast Network? And is it true that he who smelt it dealt? And why the fuck did the chicken cross the road? And what the hell is on Joey's head? Hey, I wonder if Yoko Ono saw yesterday, today. I wonder if tomorrow was yesterday. Rockford reference. The D2R Podcast Network. Live for today or yesterday.